Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2017.
The biggest names,
provocative interviews,
and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage.
Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Are you willing to share your skills and knowledge of the workplace as a person who is blind or visually impaired? Become an AFB Career Connect mentor and help job seekers find their path to success. Sign up today at www.careerconnect.org.
Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Hey everyone, Joe here on the floor in San Diego, and I'm with Melissa here at Ambutech. Gord escaped me this year. I'll have to hunt him down. That's not fair. It's tradition.
Yes. Well, he sent us instead. So I think that we're better candidates here for
this year.
Uh-huh. We're younger. We're hipper.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of the old show. So.
That's true. And he would fit in with San Diego so well.
That's
No. He'll find me for that one. So I'm here at the booth, and I come here every year, and full disclosure, I'm holding my Ambutech cane, and I have an Ambutech holster around my waist here. So for the listener at home, I'm kind of familiar with the products, and that's usually why I come by. And this year I came by, and the disc is out. It's actually a real thing. It's not prototypey. It's in the hands of actual people who have purchased it.
Yes, it's the Dakota disc, and it's designed to go over sand, snow, pea gravel in the playgrounds and uneven surfaces, long grass. We're finding a lot of our customers really like it. It's kind of a deceiving tip because it is very light.
Yeah.
It's hollow on the inside as well, but we've yet to have anybody really wear through that tip.
That's
because
crazy.
You only use it in those types of conditions, and then you take it off and put on your regular tip afterwards. So, yeah, it's actually
it's
gaining
like snow
a lot of
tires.
Yes, it is, exactly. Like, you put it on when you need it, you take them off when you don't.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, put it away for the winter, and we're good to go. And, you know, we say that because there's a new tip that's out. I just saw the Flex Tip, which is kind of cool.
Yes, the Flex Tip, it has a rubber gasket in the middle. So, basically, it's a stationary tip, but it will kind of flip over or flex over different obstacles and everything. So, it's more made out of the material as the roller tip, but it will flex over the uneven surfaces. Is better than, say, the roller tip, where it's not going to. It doesn't have any move to that tip. It just rolls from side to side. So the Flex Tip is kind of versatile because you can tap it and you can glide it on the ground.
And it's seamless. It's not... At first, I wasn't sure how I felt about it because it was deceptive in how light it is and how quick it can get over something that you would normally maybe gut yourself like a samurai warrior. Right. If you were using a traditional mushroom tip or something like that.
Yes, exactly. And the bell shape actually helps with that because it leaves for a wider bottom on the bottom of the tip. It is flat, so yes, you might think that it might get stuck over something, but that rubber gasket really helps to move it over whatever obstacle you're running into.
Yeah, it glides really well. And so if you're a wide arc person or someone who's a light tapper, that might work out really, really well.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we've had some people test it here just over the little obstacles that we have, and they're actually very surprised at how easily it moves.
Yeah, especially with the thinner canes. It's just crazy light and deceptive.
Yes.
So that and the ability to change things, because there's the new connector.
Yes, the adapter, which is a hook style. So it hooks onto your elastic, just like a regular hook style tip. But then if you buy the wrong tip, say you buy a threaded tip instead of a hook style, well, this adapter is designed so that you can screw in that threaded tip so you can still use the wrong tip that you bought. It also is able to slip on. So you can, if you buy a slip-on style tip and you want to change back and forth from hook-on to slip-on, you can use this adapter and it will allow you to use all of our tips, which is really, really nice. A lot of people really like that.
Flexibility gives you options and change.
That's right.
With that in mind, I had to take a picture of this because one year Gord stopped my mom because she had a hook on her purse, and my mother explained to Gord that she could hang it on the side of the table.
Okay. Yes.
And he just, his eyes lit up, and he was like, "Huh, that's really interesting." So I took a picture of this new top on hook that sits on top of a cane.
Yes.
It's very much like that.
Yes, and that is actually called the counterbalance. So what it's designed to do is to take away the weight from the front of the cane and apply it to the back of the cane so there's less fatigue. It's just a prototype right now.
Yeah.
We've only made a few that are out for samples. So it's this first showing at CSUN. And it's more of like almost a candy cane hook.
Sure.
It's kind of flat on the top. And it has two screws in the middle of it so that it's going to screw into the grip. It's designed so that it's going to fit on any existing or new Ambutech cane.
Wow.
So you can put it on, you can take it off, whatever you'd like to do. And yeah, it's just designed to counterbalance the weight so that there's less fatigue when you're using your cane.
Sure, I used to call it the divining rod moment,
right.
You know, where you're just, I'm searching for water.
Yeah.
And you do get that kind of weird upper forearm kind of feel after a while, especially if you're new to caning or if you have a secondary disability, say the inability to clasp the hand correctly to do, say, a traditional pencil grip or something like that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and I mean, we had a customer actually come to us and say, this is what I want. Yeah. It was made in the past, and so they wanted something made in the future for it because I guess the counterbalance part was discontinued a while ago.
Yeah.
And so they want to bring it back out. And so we said, okay, that's fine. We'll see what kind of feedback we get on it. And so far, so good. People really, really do like it.
I could see that for open palm users, you know, the ones that kind of rotate back and forth. And
right.
Yeah, so it really depends on where you want to hold or grip the cane and that. Okay, so we got through those things. Is there anything else we didn't hit on yet that we need to talk about here at Ambutech?
I'm just trying to think here. I don't think so. We don't have too many new products.
Right.
We're still producing all of our regular stock, so all of the mobility canes, slimline, telescopic, all of our different tips and our different colors.
Oh, speaking of tips,
yes.
The new rounded tip, the new rollerball tip. I just saw that.
Oh, yes.
Right. I almost forgot.
That's right. The high mileage rolling ball tip.
Yeah.
So it basically has, it's a solid bottom. It's made out of the same type of material as the roller marshmallow and the jumbo roller tip.
Right.
So it's very durable. It's also kind of a softer material, so you're not going to get as much hard feedback as the regular rolling ball tip because that one's made out of plastic.
Sure.
It is a bit heavier. It is more expensive. It's $13.75, but it's going to last you at least 2 to 3 times longer, if not longer than that. And we've had a lot of people really like it. We hardly even advertised for it, and we had so many sales already, we didn't know what to do. So it actually really did take off. So,
and if you're a traveler that goes over more rough terrain, more rough ground, or constantly shifting kind of surfaces like at an airport or something, this might be something you want to look into because it'll give you that longer lasting durability in life that you might have run into. So.
That's right, exactly. And for those who like the rollerball tip and they want to have that durability factor, they're not going to be replacing their tip every month.
Yeah.
This is going to be the tip that you're going to want.
Well, cool. All right, we've talked about a great bunch of products. Where can people run right now to be able to purchase some of the stuff we've talked about?
They can contact us at any time. Our 1-800 number is 800-561-3340. And our email address is orders, so it's ORDERS at ambutech.com.
Fantastic. And the website?
It is www.ambutech.com.
This is a place where I can lose a lot of time just reading some of the new stuff that's been put up there. And it's always good to be able to hear about testimonials and what other people are doing with Ambutech canes. Thank you so much, Melissa, for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Have a good show. From San Diego, it's CSUN 2017.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.